Congratulations for being the Bears nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Yeah, it's exciting. I got a chance to meet Connie Payton, and also talk with Jared and Brittany, and it's just an honor. You know, it's hard to really explain just the joy that I get from an award like that, from a nomination like that, and then also the benefit that it does for the people that we're trying to help.
You made huge strides this year with opening the hospital. What did it mean to you to be able to open that medical center?
It meant the world to be able to open up Living Hope Medical Center, just because a couple years ago we said we were able to do a fundraiser here in Chicago, and we said, man, we raised a little bit of money, let's just start building something, just so people who come, they can see that we're making progress. Well, next thing you know, we start building something, and then I get nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year, and the United Way shows their support. And then next thing you know, we start building a little bit more, and then someone in Nigeria sees what we're doing and says, I want to help, I'll roof it. And then next thing you know, other people see and they want to help. The medical center is now up and running and servicing patients daily, every single day. So now people don't die from little illnesses anymore. They actually receive the treatment that they need that we take for granted. Locally, it's great to do stuff here. I love doing stuff and a bunch of guys love doing stuff, but it's something different when you can do something for someone who can't do anything for themselves.
So the hospital is actually running every day?
Every single day. We have a doctor working there. We have nurses working there. We have a surgeon who comes there. I mean, every single day it's open, it's running, it's beautiful. Even with this fundraiser that we did this year, we wanted to just make the place beautiful, right? We wanted to make it look good. Not just, it's in the middle of a village, but we don't want the dirt roads and the mud. We want it to look good. And so now we were able to make the place actually look good, pave the roads, add light. Because, you know, think about a village, there's not always light. There's so much we want to do. And so I always encourage people just to join us, to partner with us, right? It doesn't have to be, you don't have to wait for the next event. You don't have to wait. You can just go to livinghopeministries.us, find out more about what we do. We need your support. Your money goes a long way. I mean, you can see it as clear as day. So I'd encourage people to take action. You know, it's easy to watch a story like this and say, man, Sam's such a great guy. I pat him on the back. But it's not about me. It's about people who need help. So I'd encourage anyone watching just to take action. You know, watch this story, hear about the nomination, but support us. Find out more about what we do. Go to livinghopeministries.us. And if you don't support me, find other people who are doing some great work, whether locally or abroad, and support them. It's going to bring you so much more joy than just sitting watching and saying, wow, that they're so great. I wish I could be like them. You can. You really can. It doesn't take a lot of work. It just takes some commitment.
Knowing what Walter Payton meant to this organization and this city, and you being the Bears nominee for it, I mean, this is a league-wide thing, but how much more pride does it give you in being the Bears nominee?
Once I realized, okay, I'm a Bear, and I got nominated again, I was like, man, I want to make it my goal to go out and win this thing. I want to win this thing for the people in Nigeria, for the Bears organization, and for the Payton family. People talk about it's better to give than to receive, and I think a lot of times, like when I get stuff, I'm like, well, I don't want to make it that big of a deal, I don't think people know, whatever. You know, even with this award, it's like, I really want to win it, right? Like, once again, not for me, but for the people. But sometimes I'm like, well, somebody else can win. It's not that big of a deal. But I don't know. Like, I've grown to a point where it's like, I want to win this thing. And I just think of, man, this small window of opportunity to be able to raise tons of money for a real cause that's, like, deeply invested into me. And not something I just said, well, I'm in the NFL, I'm going to start this, you know, foundation, right? This is something like whether I was playing or not, I'd be doing, right? And so anyways, like part of me is like, man, like maybe part of the reason I came back to Chicago was for this award. You know what I mean? And not just to be a nominee. Being a nominee is great, but like, man, I want to go and win this thing. And so, I mean, I'd say like, I know I think the fans have an opportunity to vote. You know, I say, look at what we're doing and vote, because it would do so much for the people who we're helping. You know what I mean? Like, go and see what we're doing, and I think you'll be excited about it.